Hello everyone, it's Yana here, Ojin20. It's the 20th of September. For some reason that date is stuck in my mind. But I can't think why. Obviously I'm walking to work. Overcast today. Not too chilly, but I wouldn't want to be standing around here without a coat on. I think I even felt a bit of rain. I hope it's not going to rain because I forgot to get my dry cleaning. So my nice purple coat, which is a little bit more water resistant, I'd say, is still there. So I've got a cotton one on that would not keep any rain off at all. Anyway, it's been busy since I last recorded. Friday I didn't record because we had bucket loads of water coming down on us and I tried, but it was also windy, plus then I had to try not to get splashed by all the cars, so I didn't record on the way back. There was a landslide just outside a tunnel near Watford on Friday morning, and it was raining a lot. It was quite a thunderstorm, the one we'd all been expecting the day before, and it woke us all up. It was pretty heavy. I might have talked about that already. Yeah, that was the thing that damaged the paintwork I did on the windowsill outside. Yes. Yeah, that one. And then I heard that a mudslide came down outside the tunnel where they'd just been cutting all the trees and the shrubbery off, and it made a train derail, and it then crashed into a train going the other direction. Luckily nobody was injured because both trains were going fairly slowly already because of the weather, but yeah, it could have been a lot worse. It's clear again now. Simon got stuck in it a bit. He did say that on his book. So that was Friday, and then the weekend was quite busy with the usual ferrying the kids to all their Saturday extracurricular appointments. The other thing I did was I signed Amelia, well, and Henry actually, up to an online resource called Planet Boffer. So to anyone who's got children in Key Stage 2 or wants to do 11 plus test, it's really good. Because obviously it's an online thing, but I tried the sample tests for the 11 plus. And what is so really good about it is that it times you, but it then also tells you if what was wrong, what the right answer would have been, and it tells you how to make it better. So it gives you an explanation. So I tried Amelia on the maths at the weekend, and so first of all, I didn't have to sit with her. So apart from a couple of minor technical problems where she didn't quite know where to get back to where she needed to be, she seemed to really enjoy it, and she said, "Oh, I've learned something." So that was good. And then I got a progress report email as well, which told me how long she took and what to look out for and that sort of thing. So it keeps the parents well informed. So yeah, so she can practice 11 plus stuff on there, which I think I already said I want her to keep up to date with, and I've signed Henry up because they're now also doing Key Stage 2 stuff, so yeah, that'd be good for him as well. And they seem to, because they always want to be on the computer rather than doing things in exercise books, so I think she enjoyed the whole computer experience a lot more. And she can just be left alone there under her headphones and nobody disturbs her, and she can do it in her own time. So it works really well. And it's only about £6 a month per child, but if you sign up for longer, it gets cheaper. So yeah, it's I think it's really good. So apparently some tuition services use that as the homework section. So, but you can just easily, cheaply do that yourself. So I thought that's quite good. Yeah, you have to look for Planet BOFA, B-O-F-A. Don't look for just BOFA, because that's Bank of America. You're not going to get anywhere. So we've started on that. Amelia's also still learning German with Duolingo. I'm keeping up with refreshing my Spanish. I've learned a couple of words. The rest of it is kind of coming back to me. It probably thinks, oh my God, this learner is really good. No. I'm just doing it all again. Because obviously I only get something wrong when I mistype. But I'm sure I'll get to a stage where I don't know anymore. So looking forward to that. I just wanted to make sure I know all the basics that the app wants. We've also got ourselves a few gadgets at the garden centre. I'm finally getting around to doing the rest of where we had the drive done last year. So went to the garden centre and picked up a few plants and things. And also I saw, it looks a little bit like a little tennis racket, but it's got batteries in. And it's for, it's a fly swat, or, well, anything flying swat. And it electrocutes the beasts. My brother has one. And Simon loved it. So when I saw it here, I thought, yes, gotta have that. And it's really good, actually, because some of the flies, obviously, they're quite cunning. Although it's so big, you don't really want to touch them. So it works very well. I'm not sure Simon's played with it yet. I have. And I got myself a gadget as well. Okay, I'm now in the way of people taking photos and videos of soldiers in their, with their full bear hats on, etc. It's actually quite amazing. That chap just now, I'm sure he was as tall as me, but hat on, and he looked quite a lot bigger and quite frightening. And there was a tall one. Now he looked absolutely huge with the hat on, but I guess that's the intention. Even though you wouldn't really want to fight with them, would you? It seems a little bit like you're a bit too tall, and like, I don't know, it's a bit off balance with these things on. I don't know, even though I'm sure it's all practice. So I bought myself a new gadget as well. I bought myself a Pebble watch, Pebble Wow to be exact, because all the smartwatches, apart from the Apple Watch, which doesn't do everything I wanted to do, like it needs charging overnight, and I need a sleep tracker, because I should say because my Jawbone app, which I had the band broke for some strange reason, so I was looking for something else, and thought, well, if I can get something that has notifications at the same time, not that I need that many, but just a few would be nice, and something that shows me the time, but just so that I don't have to get my phone out for every email, but I can just quickly check on there whether it's worth getting my phone out. I think that's... and so far, so good. First charged it this morning. So it lasts about 2 days. It doesn't last as long as others. But it's the only one I could find that looks okay on... So if it looks stylish, because I need something for everyday wear and not something looking like I've got a heart monitor strapped on, because I'm seriously into exercise, because I'm not. So, yeah. Anyway, I've nearly run out of time. Oh, dear. I should really ramble more often, shouldn't I? Just wanted to say best of luck to Tamara, Big Rick's daughter, who just took her 11-plus exams. And I'm going. Thanks for listening. Bye.